For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
You are the God of everything, no one like you. Oh, we cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. Oh, we cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Oh, we sing, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
We cry, Abba Father, hallowed
be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
We cry, Abba Father. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be your name.
As our starting position, can we just say, Lord, we thank you for this privilege. Jesus, we thank you for life. Lift up your voice. Lift your hands to the heavens and begin to worship him. He's worthy of praise. Mashati libranosa. Enkoto librakati branada shika branaboso te librabalikata. If we begin to thank you from now till tomorrow, till next tomorrow, and even tomorrow's unending, it's not enough to thank you for all that you have done for us. As individuals and as a church, Lord, we thank you. We worship you, Jesus. We exalt you. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Can we tell God that, Lord, speak to my heart this evening? Open up yourself to him, Jesus. Open up yourself to him. That, Lord, my heart is ready for your word. I open up myself to you. I make myself available to you. Jesus, speak your word to me. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Let's have our seats in his presence. Praise God. Well, welcome to this evening's service. And we are sure God will do us good tonight in the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate God for this privilege to bring God's word to us this evening. And I also appreciate my Father and the Lord, the set man over this commission, Apostle J.B. Adams, for this privilege to bring us God's word this evening. And I pray that we shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. It's our month of soul winning and evangelism. And so far, God has been expounding his word to us, exposing himself to us through his word, teaching us himself and telling us what he has in his mind for us at this time. I think on Sunday was challenges about... Okay, challenging issues around evangelism. I believe it was powerful. Challenging issues about evangelism.
And like we said the first Sunday in this month, that is not just a teaching that we just write, cover our notes and go and keep. It's more of practical. When we learn the theory, we launch out by the leading of the Holy Ghost for practicals. Hallelujah. Our topic for tonight is necessities for a soul winner. There's this hymn that came to my mind while I was there. Must I go an empty-handed? Must I greet my Savior's soul? Not one soul is wish to greet him. Must I empty-handed go? It's a question we should ask ourselves. That's when we are done with this phase of life and cross over to the next phase of eternity, how many people will sit down, will stand and say, thank God that you led me to Christ? How many of our neighbors around us will enter that eternal joy with us and be grateful to God that we spoke to them about Christ? How many of them will be grateful? How many of them will be grateful that I did not go into eternal damnation just because of you? The Bible says there is joy in heaven over one soul that returns back home. So how many times have you caused joy to come to heaven? How many times have you put a smile on the Father's face? A smile not because you are living a life that is pleasing him. A smile not because you are obedient. A smile because you brought one soul back to him. A smile that God is looking down on earth and say, that is my faithful servant. Well done. Well done, angel means. Continue the good work. Hallelujah. It's our month of soul winning and evangelism. It's our month where we are teaching us. We are learning by the Holy Ghost how to bring joy to heaven. Necessities for a soul winner. Quickly, let's look at the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 to 6. That is not the anchor scripture, but I just want us to look at that. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 to 6. Anyone can help us read. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5 to 6. It says, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. The first Sunday in this month, we are told that our only message in evangelism is Jesus. Where he abides, his place of abode is where signs, miracles and wonders dwell. So as we preach him, other things will accompany us. Necessities for a soul winner. Before we look at fully into today's topic, why is one soul important? To know the importance that God attached to a soul, we will look at the value of that soul before God. The value of one soul. The book of Matthew chapter 16 verse 26. Matthew chapter 16 verse 26. For what is a man profited? If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul, or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? In other words, if you give a man the whole world, the whole universe, it's not comparable to the worth of one soul. The whole treasure, whatever the richest man in the world currently has acquired, is not comparable before God to the worth of one soul. So if one soul that is perishing, if one unsaved soul is worth more than the whole world, it means that if you can be an instrument through which one soul comes back into the kingdom, you are wealthier in the face of God than a man that has gathered the whole assets on earth. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain one soul, if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? No wonder the Bible talked about the rich fool. The man said, I have gathered all to myself. Now my soul rests. And God told him, thou fool, tonight, that soul will be required from you. The worth of one soul before God. The second value for a soul is looking at what price God had to pay to redeem souls. the price of his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. He couldn't send, the Bible speaking in the book of Revelation, he said, and there was in heaven, they were looking for one person that will open the seal. No one could open the seal. John said, then he heard the voice, and the lamp said, he will go. It has to take the only begotten of God so that souls can be reconciled back to God. Imagine giving the only thing you treasure for another thing to come back to you. What an exchange. If God can do that kind of exchange, then who are we not to take soul winning importance? Praise the living Jesus. And that is the greatest commission that he has given to us. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. May the Lord help us tonight in the name of Jesus. Our scripture for tonight is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. Necessities for a soul winner. You are a soul winner. We have said a soul winner is an harvest hand of God. Is a threshing instrument. Is a wise man. So necessities for a soul winner. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. Someone should help us read, please.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 8.
Yes, sir.
Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. 5. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity.
That's it, sir.
That's it. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that he shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, sir. We are going to be taking our emphasis is from verse 5 to verse 7. So we are going to be taking those qualities there, one after the other, and looking at them as God helps us tonight. Necessities means something that is necessary and indispensable. It is necessary and it is indispensable. In other words, as you go out as a soul winner, these things are necessary. They are things that you should arm yourself with. Praise God. So, number one that we are looking at tonight is diligence. Necessities of a soul winner. Something that makes an act or an event unavoidable. The Bible speaking in verse 5 says, and besides this, giving all diligence. And besides this. Now, if we look from verse 3, it says, all that pertains to life and godliness, he has given unto us. And then in verse 5, he said, and besides this, giving all diligence. That means, after all these things that pertains to life and godliness, he has given to you. In addition to this, you should have these ones as necessities. Praise the living Jesus. So it's not just enough to say he has given me, he has bestowed upon me all that I need as a soul winner. There are things that are expected of you if your soul winning must be effective. Number one is diligence. Diligence is the quality of a hard worker. It includes determination, carefulness, and perseverance. Perseverance. Diligence. Luke chapter 15 verse 8. Luke chapter 15 verse 8. In the book of Luke chapter 15 verse 8, it talked about that woman that has 10 coins. And the Bible said one went missing. And the woman searched everywhere. The Bible said she searched diligently until she found that one. So as a soul winner, you must be diligent. That quality of diligence must be found in you as a soul winner. Praise the living Jesus. You must be determined that as you go out on this soul winning, as you go out on evangelism, there is something you want to achieve. You are not just going out because you want to go out. You are going up because there is a goal to be achieved. Praise God. The Bible speaking in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 29 says, seest thou a man diligent in his business, he will stand before kings, he will not stand before mere men. So if you are seeing that soul winning as a business, which it actually is, then you must add diligence to it. Praise the living Jesus. The Bible said, and besides this, that is, in a, and besides all that pertains to life and godliness that he has bestowed upon you, add diligence to it. Praise the living Jesus. Let's quickly look at Ezra chapter 7 verse 23. Ezra chapter 7 verse 23. Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. For why should there be wrought against the realm of the king and his sons? Whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. Praise the living Jesus. Is so winning God's command? If so winning is God's command, then Ezra is saying, whatsoever is commanded by God, let it be diligently done. In Matthew chapter 28, from verse 18 to 20, Jesus gave us a command. He says, go into the world and make disciples of all nations. And in Ezra, he said, if you are seeing that as a command, then add diligence to your duty. Add diligence to it. Let it not be that they are pushing you to go for soul winning or evangelism. Let it be something that the Bible said, Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father. Let that same thing be in you. That same determination, that same perseverance, the same diligence. The Bible talked about that woman that she cleaned everywhere, she swept everywhere to find that one. She didn't look at the worth of the nine. To her, that one that was lost is more important than the one that was inside. So add diligence. You must be diligent. We must be diligent as soul winners. And God will help us tonight in the name of Jesus. The second quality we'll be looking at is faith. Because in that 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5. Sorry, the fact. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. Add to your faith virtue. So there is faith before virtue. Now looking at faith, the Bible speaking in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Every soul winner must have faith. You must believe that you are going out today as a soul winner. There is an end to it. There is something you must achieve. We are not just going out as soul winners to, let's just go where, shall? Maybe, maybe not. No. We must go with the mind that one must come back with us. Praise the living Jesus. There's a book I read yesterday, The Divine Art of Soul Winning by J. Oswald. He said in Spurgeon's College, one of his students came to meet him and told him that for months he has been going on evangelism and it's looking like no one is being converted. And the teacher asked the students, he said, do you believe that everyone you meet must be converted? The student said no. And I told the student, that is why no one is converted. Because when you went out, you had the mindset that not everybody you spoke to must be converted. So why will they be converted? But when you are going out, you are going with full faith in God's word, that this person you are going to meet, something must happen to you. So there must be a change in this life, and definitely you will see it. Praise the living Jesus. So a necessity, something we must arm ourselves with as soul winners, is faith. We must build our faith in God's word, that we are not going for excursion. We are not going for sightseeing. We are going for the Father's business. There was never a time that Jesus, the Savior himself, set out and no one came back. So if you are going out without faith, what is the essence of launching without faith? Peter told Jesus, Jesus told him, launch into the deep. Peter said, all through the night we have toiled, but nevertheless at your word. And he threw it, it was an act of faith. He threw it in and he gathered multitude in. The Bible said to the extent that he had to call many to help him because his net was breaking for the multitude of fishes. And you are a fisher of men. The same thing Jesus is telling us tonight. He says, as we are launching into the deep, as we are launching out in soul winning, we must launch out with our faith if we must have a net breaking catch. Praise the living Jesus. Yes, you must have a goal. You must have, okay, I am going to meet 20 people. Yes, Not all the 20 might come, but inside that 20, have a specific target that even if it is one, you are bringing at the end of the day. But not that we are going, let's just go and share the tract. Let it not be as if we did not talk to one person. No. We are going with faith. Faith is necessary if our soul winning must be effective. Praise the living Jesus. Every soul winner should have a living and active faith in the power of the word of God to save the most difficult case. I take it again. Every soul winner should have a living and active faith in the power of the word of God to save the most difficult case. Now, there are times where you see somebody and you are looking as if this person is a write-off. There is no way you can win this person. But still launch out in faith. You don't know whether this, thank God we took a long time praying for souls. You don't know whether that person is just looking physically tough. Somebody else might have been interceding on his behalf and his soul is already awaiting somebody to talk to him. So launch out in faith. Praise the living Jesus. With faith, we break the barriers of religion. With faith, we break the barriers of ethnicity. With faith, we can break every barrier that the person is building around them and talk to the person. Praise the living Jesus. So we must launch out with our faith. Now, the Bible said, in addition to your faith, add virtue. So number three is virtue. 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 Virtue is a particular manifestation of moral excellence in a person. A particular manifestation of moral excellence in a person. Praise the living Jesus. The first Sunday in this month, we talked about evangelism by character. We cannot overemphasize it. We cannot overemphasize our place of having good virtue, good characters, good moral excellence. When we want to go on evangelism, you are going on evangelism. You dress like you must dress like who you are representing. So if you are actually going out to represent Jesus, because in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, from verse 17 to 20, it said, "We are beseeching you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." So we are going out as ambassadors of Christ. We are going out to represent Christ. You must dress like who you are going out to represent. If you are giving somebody your tracts, even if they don't read your tracts, they will read your acts. You have given somebody your paper. It seems as if the person is tearing it in your presence. Yes, the person might tear it, but the person is looking at your acts too. Have a good character as an evangelist, as a soul winner. Praise the living Jesus. Like I said the other day, you are passing. Even as small as keke is, you enter inside keke, your face is strong. You didn't, even old person in the keke that is old enough to be your ancestor, you did not greet, you did not do anything, and then you not think you have a prompting in your spirit to talk to that same person. The person might not listen to you. But when you enter inside that tricycle as it is, even if you did not open your mouth to greet, but your countenance is showing that this person has joy in him. When you try to talk to somebody, that joy in you will find a way of melting that person's heart towards you. Praise the living Jesus. In your environment, everybody knows you 24/7, you are frowning. They greet you, your hand is just up. Tomorrow, you now say the Holy Spirit lead you to talk to them. He won't lead you there. And the thing about it, like I said that day, it's always a boomerang effect. Unbelievers see you as a believer, as everybody is the same thing. So you have used your own bad character now that you see, you think it's only you that is bad. You've used your own bad character to affect another person's own. Because when another person wants to evangelize to that soul, you will classify them that all of them are the same. So as a soul winner, you must have good virtues, good moral background, good moral upbringing. If the word of your mouth is not seasoned with grace, sit down with the word first before you launch out. If you don't have kind word in your mouth, sit down with God's word before you launch. Let the word work in you before it can work through you to another person. The word that does not work in you cannot work through you to another. It must first find expression in you as a soul winner. So our whole essence tonight is, we have been talking of soul winning, but as soul winners, let's look within. Sit down and ask yourself, why is it that when I go out to talk to this person turns into our face? If you know your mouth is smelling as a soul winner, sit down first and work on your mouth before you go for soul winning. You have bad odor, bad smell from the mouth, and you want to walk up to an unbeliever that is clean, in his mind is clean, is hygienic. You have to work on yourself first. Not that you just come close to somebody, brother, Jesus love you. He will not listen to you. Virtue as a soul winner is very important. As a soul winner, it's not bad to use perfume. It's not bad to smell nice. Jesus was not bad. Jesus couldn't have smelled bad. Because Bible said even his garment, they had to cast lot on it, on who will get it. But you want to go and represent that same Jesus looking tattered, they won't listen. No matter how bad the person is, there's a way they will know whether you are representing Christ well or not. But they dress the way you want to be addressed. If you want to be addressed well, dress well first. Even if the person will not listen to you, your outward appearance has first of all dropped a message. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. As soul winners, we must work on ourselves first. Our character must be good wherever we find ourselves. Because you might be going as in the morning, the Holy Spirit might not even tell you that he has somebody that he has prepared for you in a day. Maybe you went at around 8 in the morning and he prepared the person for 4 p.m. for you to meet. He might not tell you around that 8 in the morning. It might be around 3:58 p.m. You are just walking and you just have a prompting in your spirit to talk to that person. But what if it's the same person that you have been keeping malice with? How will you talk? Every fruit of the Spirit must be evident in you as a soul winner first. If you want to give joy, you must have joy. You can't give what you don't have. And we said that first Sunday, we said soul winning is you are telling somebody what you are experiencing. And we said you cannot testify well what you have not tasted. So if I am saying come and see that the Lord is good, they must first see it, that the Lord is good in you truly. So your character, your outward appearance, we cannot underemphasize it. Praise the living Jesus. You want to go on soul winning. You want to go and bring souls into the kingdom. And you are putting on tattered slippers. Please let's work on ourselves. It's God's word to us, to you and to me, that virtue is a manifestation of moral excellence. Moral excellence. If it wasn't needed, the Bible would not have said, add to your faith virtue. Praise the living Jesus. If we look at the book of Acts chapter 8 from verse 30 to 39. Acts 8 verse 30 to 39 is talking about Philip. The Bible said, Philip got an instruction to go through a way, and on his way, he met someone reading the Bible. If you actually read that passage well, and try to imagine it, Philip was not rude though. He politely asked him, sir, do you understand what you are reading? But if it's some of us in our generation like this, because we feel we know more than that person, the way we even ask the person will feel, he will feel so bad and will not be able to open up himself to us. There is a way you will talk that even a man that has decided not to give his life to Jesus, he might not give his life to Jesus at that moment, but the way you have talked, you have sowed a seed into his heart. Words are seeds. Words are spiritual. Praise the living Jesus. All through that verse of Philip, every conversation he had with that Ethiopian man was with politeness. Even when the man asked him, he said, "Sea river, what stops me from being baptized?" Philip did not tell him, because you have not come to church. You must have good word to say at every point in time. Your word must be seasoned with grace. Or you want to, you are on evangelism, but before the evangelism started, among the same people you want to talk to, you have to, the discussion you have had with them has already concluded in their mind that you are like them. How? Yes, like I said the first Sunday, I said it is good to know everything, know something about everything. But even in your place of knowing something about everything, there is a way you will talk to an unbeliever that we know you and him are on the same league. You don't need to deceive him. Add to your faith virtue. A soul winner. Praise the living Jesus. Number 4. It says, and to virtue, knowledge. So number 4, knowledge. Knowledge. A soul winner must know, study, and believe the Bible. A soul winner must know the Bible, you must study the Bible, and you must believe the Bible. It is not our comment of the word that saves, but the word itself. It is the word itself that saves. God is his word. He is the one that saves himself. But you must have a knowledge of God's word. And in addition to having a knowledge of God's word, you must trust the Holy Ghost to teach you what to say at each point in time. Praise the living Jesus. Knowledge is necessary as a soul winner. Even when you are having a secular discussion, know when to bring God's word into that discussion. There are some people that you just cannot meet and just start telling them about Jesus love you instantly. There are some people that you just have to look for aid. Maybe it's football. You start discussing football generally. By the leading of the Holy Ghost, you will know when to switch from football and bring Jesus into it. Praise the living Jesus. Knowledge is necessary as a soul winner. Not that you are going on soul winning evangelism and somebody is asking you something. You don't know when you left the word and started arguing with the person. No. There are people that during evangelism, you are trying to switch them to A. The spirit in them is switching you to B. And before you know it, you will forget about the A you are saying and just continue them in the line of B to Z. Whereas it's A that is necessary. Know the Bible, study it and believe it. Then trust the Holy Ghost to know when to speak and how to speak. Praise the living Jesus. Let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. Are we getting light this evening? 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Jesus Christ. You must know the holy scriptures. Praise the living Jesus. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Message version said it is able to break through the wall of defense and doubt around them. But the word you don't know, how will it come out of you? As a soul winner, we have never had time to sit down and study God's word. And you want to go on evangelism. The account of the seven sons of Sceva, they were asked, said, Jesus we know, Paul we know, who are you? It is the word of God you have in you that the Holy Spirit will bring up when life brings questions at you. But when the Bible says, we bring to your remembrance all things. But what if there is nothing in your mind? What will it bring to your remembrance? So a soul winner must be knowledgeable. We must have knowledge, as in our knowledge must be very big. We must have knowledge. We must know the word, and know when the Holy Ghost is prompting you to speak and not to speak. Praise God. There are times the Holy Spirit needs you to keep quiet and hear what that person wants to say. And then he will start telling you how to answer that person. But if you don't even know how he speaks to you, you just keep talking and talking. And when you finish saying everything, you feel like you have not even said anything at all. Why? Because you don't even know when he's talking to you. So this knowledge we are talking of here is knowledge of the Bible, knowledge of your relationship with God, knowledge of how the Holy Spirit deals with you. It must be balanced. Praise the living Jesus. If you don't know how the Holy Spirit is talking to you and you want to go and meet somebody that has been hungry and you want to tell him about evangelism, yet you don't know how the Holy Spirit leads you, you might receive a slap from that place. And to some of us, we will think it's long-suffering. Whereas it is not long-suffering, it is our ignorance. The Bible said, my people perish for lack of what? For lack of knowledge. We must be vast in knowledge. Praise God. Know something about everything. You want to go for evangelism. You want to go and meet somebody that is vast. The only thing he knows at that time is politics. You must find a way of gaining his attention first, then switching him into God's word. But you don't even know who the governor of Kogi State is currently. You are calling him another thing. How will you gain that person's mind? Hallelujah. Yes, we want to be spiritual. Yes, we must be spiritual because soul winning is a spiritual endeavor. But we shouldn't forget that this person you are going to meet is a spirit, he has a soul, and he lives in a body. Praise the living Jesus. So you should know how to relate with these three faces that makes up that full man. Hallelujah. Heart to your virtue, what? Knowledge. Let's continue as the Bible is teaching us. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 5. Okay, we're in verse 6 now. And it says, and to knowledge, temperance. So the next virtue we are looking at for a soul winner is temperance. What is our topic for tonight? And our anchor scripture? Number one necessity is what? Number two, number three, number four, and number five, temperance. Hallelujah. Let's look at the book of Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1. Anyone should help us read, please. Proverbs chapter 15 verse 1. Praise the living Jesus. Temperance here, we are talking about self-control. A soul winner that has no self-control over his emotions will get angry quickly and destroy a lot in anger. A soul winner that has no self-control over his emotions will get angry quickly and destroy a lot in anger. Self-control. Okay, let me use myself as this illustration. I think, was it this year or late last year, I and my neighbor went on evangelism in school. And we met a Muslim on full hijab. I wanted to give her the tract. And the next thing she said was, look at me. Do I look at, the way she even answered me, do I look like somebody that needs this thing? Can't you see the way I'm dressed? It took God to use peace to stop me from applying that girl. I had already walked to the front and now paused. I said, no, peace. Let me go and answer. Does she know which level I am? Maybe she's in 100 level, I'll be 200 level. Did she know when last I passed there? Peace was like, my Lydia, calm down. Calm down. It's not like that. I had not learned self-control. That is the actual thing. Because if I was not with that girl, I would have gone back and answered that. Sincerely, till I left school environment that day, it was that girl that was on my head. If I see her anywhere, I'd be asking her, does she know when I was in 100 level? That was just, it was today, it came to my mind and it just dawned on my spirit that I had not learned self-control. So when you are a soul winning endeavor, you are as a soul winner, somebody talks back at you, you stand and talk back at the person. It's one, gay one, equal. But, no. A soul winner must have self-control. We will miss many things on the field, but we should be able to control ourselves. Knowing fully well that you are out there to represent Jesus. It is not your name that is at stake, or it's Jesus' name. Praise the living Jesus. You stepped out in his name. Jesus said, when I sent you. So he's the one that sends you. And when he sends, he backs up the sending. So, but you as the soul winner must have self-control. You must have self-control. I remember then when I was in school. We went for one village evangelism, and when we were going on village evangelism, then they warned us as a lady, your skirt must be drawing on the floor. We'll put on socks, wear sweater. At the end of the day, we appeared male and female, and the person we were talking to him about Christ. The next thing he asked the brother is, "Has this girl do so? He not doing like say, may you sleep with her." I was angry already. I had not learned self control. Thank God I went with someone that had self-control. He had to start talking the person back into the main scripture. Because in my mind, it was to give the person answer direct and turn my back and leave there. Self-control. On the field, like we said that day, we look at plantain. There is ripe, there is semi-ripe, there is unripe, there is overripe. So it might be that one you are even missing is just turning green. It's not even near to ripe at all. So the word that will even be flowing out of his mouth will be as if sometimes it might even be somebody that socially the person is looking as if it's not up to your standard. Your English is more correct. Your dressing is finer. Your approach, your perfume, everything is sensing well. And this person is talking against you. And the flesh in you wants to react and tell the person, you know who I am, PhD in biochemistry. No, learn self-control as a soul winner. Remember we said, if they don't read your tract, they are reading your acts. Your actions are speaking, even as you are on the endeavor. As you are on the go, your actions are speaking. It is not only when I open my mouth to speak in soul winning, even my actions are speaking on its own. Praise the living Jesus. So, as a soul winner, everything that is in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23 must be found in us. We must learn self-control. Praise the living Jesus. Self-control in the aspect for a brother that you are going out and you met a fine lady that is looking like your speck. It is self-control to know that you are on evangelism and not on proposal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Self-control is necessary. In Jeremiah, you are shaking your head. Is this sounding familiar? It's sounding familiar. May God help us in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at Proverbs chapter 25, verse 15. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 15. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. By long forbearing is a prince persuaded, and a soft tongue breaketh the bone. A soft tongue. A soft tongue. A mouth seasoned with grace. Words seasoned with grace. Self-control. We cannot do without it, though, because the souls you are going to meet. Remember we said last week Wednesday that you cannot take goods from the strong man except you first bind the strong man himself. Those souls are still in the hand of the strong man. So it is not the physical man that is replying you. It is the spirit in him that don't want him to be delivered that is replying you. Praise the living Jesus. Even as a sister, it is still the same self-control to know that the brother you are talking to is not speck. He is a soul. He might end up becoming a speck after you have won him. But at that moment, he's not your speck, he's a soul. Praise the living Jesus. Self-control, highly important. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. And to patience, and to temperance, patience. We're still talking about necessities for a soul winner. And to temperance, patience. So the sixth necessity we are looking at is patience. Hallelujah. There is no sacrifice too much for one soul to enter into the kingdom of God. No sacrifice too much. It looks as if I've been praying and praying and praying. And it's looking as if the more I pray, the more the soul is getting hard. Keep praying. It takes patience to tarry till that soul comes in. Praise God. When you have had enough patience, had more patience. When you have added enough patience and it's looking as if patience is not enough, had long suffering. By all means, be patient. That soul will come in. Praise the living Jesus. The first strike might not bring down the stone. Persistence is what brings down the stone. And if you are not patient, it might be like the last strike that would actually bring down the stone. Might be the one you withdraw and say you are not doing again. Then what was the essence of starting at first? Patience is needed. It looks as if there is a soul that you have been trusting God over. I have them around me. At a point, as if I knew I stopped praying for them. Because looking as if the more I tell them, don't do this. As you finish saying, don't do this now, in the next 1 minute, it's times 10 of that thing that the person is doing again. But it takes patience. We need patience as soul winners. Shall the lawful captive be delivered? There is an assurance that yes, surely the captive of the mighty shall be delivered. Surely. But we need patience. Praise the living God. Be patient to allow the Holy Ghost work in that soul. Be patient. Perhaps you are the one that God has ordained that by all means, this is through you, this one will come to the kingdom. If you are not patient, you will lose the reward for that one. Patience is highly necessary as a soul winner. Patience. Hopeful endurance. Patience is hopeful endurance. You are hopeful. This one will come in. This one will be added. By all means, this one must be saved. By all means, I must see that one coin and add to the 9 that I have. By all means, but I need patience. May the Lord grant us help in the name of Jesus. And to patience, godliness. Number 7, godliness. These necessities we are looking at. If you have them, keep it up. If you don't have them, we trust the Holy Ghost to help us to build them. Praise the living Jesus. Godliness. Then verse 7, for time's sake, and to godliness, brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness. Number 8, brotherly kindness. And then to brotherly kindness, charity. Number 9, charity. So I'll take those three together. Godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. Nobody resists love. Nobody resists love. Nobody resists love. The first time I heard that statement, it struck my mind. No matter how wicked the person look like, nobody resists love. You have talked to the person. This person did not change. Then you think, you talk to the person with cool mind, the person did not change. You think it's anger that will change the person or hatred. No. Keep showing love. It takes love to pray for a soul. It takes love to ask the Holy Ghost, what do you want me to do about this soul? It takes love to touch your soul. It takes love. No wonder Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So if you too, you must be given out in soul winning. It takes love. Charity. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the last end, he said, and now abideth these three, but the greatest of it is love. Charity. It takes love to meet a hard soul. The soul is hardened. Break that hardness by the wisdom of the Holy Ghost through love. And like I said the first Sunday, I'm talking of agape love. The kind of love that Christ had. So that we don't mistake it and say, because they say love, then you start showing the person the other kind of love to win the person. Like there's one study I read on Facebook that they give reward based on the number of souls that are coming. So the evangelist goes around sleeping with men. And she's getting reward in church that she's bringing souls in. Whereas she's using her body to bring them in. No, that is not the love we are talking of. That is demonic influence. We are talking of the love of God. Brotherly love. Brotherly kindness. Praise the living Jesus. It takes love to even leave your comfort zone with local jar hot weather and say you want to go and look for a soul to bring to God's kingdom. Jesus told Peter, he said, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Do this. And Jesus speaking in the Bible, he said, by this do I know that you love me, if you keep my commandments. So if you love God, you must love your neighbor. The book of 1 John said, how will you say you love God when you have not loved your neighbor that you are saying? And in Matthew chapter 10, he said, you don't need to go far looking for souls. They are around you. So your neighbor is a prospective soul to win. That unsaved person in your compound is even a soul that is close to you by the leading of the Holy Ghost to win. Show love. Show love. You know that soul is looking tattered. And you have enough that you can spare for that person. Sometimes you might not even need to open your mouth to talk to the person. You might just need to show an act of love. Reach out to the person and the person's heart might just be melted towards you. And see, what do you see in me that makes you start doing this? It opens, gives an opportunity to talk to the person about Christ. Praise the living Jesus. It's festive period. This is festive period. Show love to somebody. Regardless of the ethnic group, regardless of the tribe or religion, show love. God's kind of love. And see the magic of love, how it will open up the person's heart. Gradually, you start looking as if the only thing the person does is asking good morning. It's not that you feel like greeting good morning. It's that show of love that is making him look as if he's greeting good morning. Very soon from good morning, you'll be able to answer. The person is telling you good morning. You are saying morning. No. Very soon from morning, you start to Jesus love you. But show love. Very, very important. As we round up, we have been looking at benefits of soul winning. Today, we'll look at one other benefit of soul winning. Benefit of soul winning. And this benefit is to us as believers and largely to the nation. One soul you win cleans the nation as a whole from generations of wickedness. That one soul. Now, when we are talking of soul, please, let's not put our mind at the adults. Let's start from the children around us too. The children, the youths, the aged, That one soul you are winning saves the whole world from generations of wickedness. Why? Because it is the devil that is holding that one back. If a small child, you show the small child love, you help this small child to know God, you have saved that one soul from the pool of darkness. The devil has lost that one for generations. So if that child, if the devil's intention was to make that child an armed robber or an assassin, saving that one at a young age has saved the whole world from a number of assassinators. When you are winning a soul, you are purging the world as a whole from danger. That is just it. You win one prostitute, you save the whole world as a whole from one person that can spread evil. You win one thief, you have saved the whole world as a whole from multitude of thieves. You win one fraudster, you have saved the whole world as a whole from multitudes of fraudsters. You have reduced their number by one. But you leave that one unsaved, it will multiply itself in darkness. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. At our seated position, can we just bow our heads? Like I said before, if you know there is any of the virtue you have, keep it up. And if there are virtues you don't have, there is opportunity tonight to cry out to God that, Lord, I want to be diligent as a soul winner. Diligence is very necessary. As a soul winner, help me to build my faith. That when I go out for soul winning, I will go out with full faith, a living and active faith in the power of your word to win souls. As a soul winner, Lord, help me to build my character. Help me to build my character. There is no excuse. You don't have an excuse. As a matter of fact, you're building your character. You are helping yourself too. Father, help me to develop godly virtue. Grant me knowledge. Knowledge of your word. Knowledge of when you want me to speak. Knowledge of my relationship with you. Knowledge of how you deal with me. Lord, help me to develop self-control. Help me to be temperate. Help me to develop self-control. That I will not lose the souls you have brought my way out of due to anger. I will not lose them to anger. I will not lose them to malice. I will not lose them due to hatred. Help me to develop self-control. Help me. Let the words that proceed out of my mouth be words seasoned with grace. Lord, I receive grace for all full endurance. To be patient, to pay the sacrifice for one to come in. To be patient in the place of prayer. To be patient in talking to that one soul until that one comes in. Father, help me. Lord, I receive grace for godliness. I receive grace to show charity, to show love. The same kind of love. The Bible says that we love him because he first loved us. And the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. Father, help me that I will be a channel through which this love will be spread to others. Help me, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Then lastly, let's just bow our head and talk to God. That Lord, as I go out on soul winning this week, as I go out on soul winning this week, tell God your targets. How many you want him to bring back through you? How many souls you want him to bring back through you? Lord, may my character not push souls away from the kingdom. As I go to my place of work, as I move around, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Jesus. Help me.
Father, Lord, we receive help in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your help, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was blessed and I learned a lot of things. And I believe all of us have learned. The beauty of learning something is applying it. And I believe we'll apply it in Jesus' name. How many of you have ever seen a business opportunity and you missed it? And you wish, I didn't miss this opportunity. You wish if they could reverse back time, you would have do that business. Have you ever experienced it before? Now this is an opportunity for you about the word of God. If you don't do this word, you one day you will wish you did it. Do you understand? You will never regret winning a soul. How many of you can remember somebody that did something good in your life that saved you from today until today you feel you owe the person something? Do you have people like that in your life? That if you can do any because of what the person did for you. Is that not true?
That is the way you can become to somebody tomorrow. You can become that kind of person that you have in your life. By step, you can save somebody from doing something that will destroy his life forever by just stepping out and talking to someone. Do you understand me now? I've had friends that one time I just called them that, if not for this call, what I was about to do, that call saved him. There are many people that, because you met them, their life have never remained the same again. Don't miss this opportunity of soul winning. You will never regret it. Do you understand me? God will always, you know, he says something striking, that the value of a soul is by the worth of it. The Bible says, what can a man get in exchange for his soul? One soul is bigger than the gold mine of South Africa, of Ghana, or the diamond of Saudi Arabia, the oil. One soul is bigger than that. And then by the price that you pay, the value of iPhone 12 is $680,000. That's true. And the value of Infinite Hot Note 8 is what? Around how much? $680,000. Throw the two of them in the air and say, which one will you catch first? Will you need to pray to God, Lord, show me which one to catch? You know which one to catch, right? Based on the price that was paid for it. That is the money of a car. Somebody is holding his hand. Is that not true? Yes. It's good though. If God bless me with that kind of one, I'll use it. Just that if I have 5 billion in my account, what is 100, 600, 50,000? Is that not true? Yes. But what I'm trying to say is the worth of it. Win a soul and you will never regret it. I have a friend, Imelda. Her elder sister got her husband when she stood up in the bus and said, Jesus loves you, and began to preach. The young man was in the bus just looking at her. Oh boy, I found wife. And today they have 4 children. Yes. That was how she met her husband. There are many men that wed their wives. My auntie, when we served together, she is meeting her husband. They're getting married by April. And they met in Capro. By stepping out of evangelism. Because there is a way you see a virtuous wife. There's a way you see a real serious man. Somebody will carry his Bible and step out, even though there are fake ones anyway. But most of them are real brothers. Is that not true? Yes. So step out for something and you will never, God will reward you. If your shoe gets bad as you go to evangelism, you will have 10 of them in the future. All together? Yes. Step out. Do something. Don't just hear the word of God and do nothing about it. Carry your phone. Talk to somebody about Jesus Christ. Recommend a book to them. Recommend the message. I want to see you in church on Sunday. I want to see you in church. XYZ. Where are you worshiping? Go somewhere. Let them hear the word of God. Without the word of God, their life will never change. No entertainment. The music they are hearing is not talking about Jesus Christ. It's talking about sex, money, drug, alcohol. Is that not true? Government are talking about kidnapping. NTA, nothing about salvation. Nothing anywhere else that cleanses a soul than sitting down in the presence of God and hearing the word of God. So do somebody a whole lot of benefit by inviting them to church. Tell them about Christ. Because everything they gather, they can lose it in 1 second. Are we together? Yes. Professors are dying. They are not even respected in Nigeria. You know that. Is that not true? Everything happens every time. So do a good for somebody. I tell you, that person will never forget you. The person that led me to Christ, taught me about Christ, introduced me. I can remember the person that got me baptized in tongues. Jonathan Issa. I can remember the person that taught me about to sow in the Bible. I can remember the person that gave me messages. The first message I listened to was Apostle Fidelis Maker and Apostle Selman. Was given to me by Samuel Oluyori. Those messages changed my life. That is why till today I venerate that guy. Why? Because he didn't give me 1 cc. But what he did to me is the reason why I'm standing to you today, preaching to you the word of God. You can save somebody from a lifestyle and the person will never forget you. I adjure you to take a step of faith. Go out. All together. From now to Sunday, go and invite, bring the person to church and let them be established, and that person will never forget you. Bishop Wedebo said the person that led him to Christ, she's out of the country. Every year, he visits her with a package. Now, if Bishop Wedebo says he sees you with a package, think about the package. You think it will be 500,000 naira? No. That woman, for party, has left her. And her children and her children's friend. Poverty has left them for life. Same thing with Bishop Dakwad. He said a woman led him to Christ, taught him quiet time. Till today, he visited that woman and That woman can never be broke. That is the way you can. You know the reason why pastors are rich? It's because they have blessed a lot of people. And those people find it to be too ungrateful to reward them. And then they reward them. Do you understand me now? If anybody can be blessed if you win a soul. Save somebody from being destroyed. And you will never recover from it. I know you will do something about it. Is that not true? On Sunday, I am stepping out tomorrow as I come to office. After praying, I'll do a lot of some office work. I'm stepping out. How do you get out? Friday, the same thing. We must save somebody and bring them to be established. And I believe God bless. Can we be on our feet and say, Father, we receive grace to step out in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you came with an offering, can we come with an offering? Where's my offering? Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to give. We ask the Lord, let our offering be blessed. Everyone that gives or everyone that needs of resources, we ask the Lord to satisfy.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.